Okay, let's get started. Ricky, have you finished the table of contents?
Sorry, Miss Lee. I've managed to finish only part of it.
Do you have a copy of the draft with you?
Yes, I do. Oh, here it is.
Let's go through the table of contents together. As we speak, you can make changes to the draft and add the missing information.
Great. That'll save me a lot of time.
All right. First, Section 1, the introduction. Will there be a mission statement?
Yes, there will be a mission statement on the first page.
Good. And is that all we have in the introduction?
No. The principal suggested that we add the highlights of this issue to the introduction.
All right. Put the highlights of this issue on page 2 then.
OK. The highlights of this issue on page 2 in the introduction.
I think that's enough for the content section of the introduction. Right, let's go to the second section, short articles. Did you manage to find any students who are willing to write for us?
Yes, I did. I contacted 4 students.
And?
Well, 2 of them are willing to write for us on a regular basis. The other 2 said they could not commit to us because they have to prepare for the public examination.
That's okay. Have those 2 decided what to write about?
Yes, they have. A Secondary 5 student named Linda Leung will write about music.
What is the topic of her article?
Her topic is, let me see, Hong Kong pop music.
Nice topic.
Yes.
Can you add that to the table of contents?
Sure. I'll put the topic before the name of the author. Now it reads, Hong Kong Pop Music by Linda Leung.
And what will the other student write about? What's his name?
His name is Nick Wong. He will write about fashion.
Fashion?
Yeah. His article is titled Trendy Clothes for Teenagers.
So, Trendy Clothes for Teenagers by Nick Wong. Good. Oh, I've got one student from Secondary 6 who is willing to write regularly for us. His name is James Chan. James has written a 1-page article about pop stars in Hong Kong. It's an excellent article. The topic is pop idols. Let's add that to the magazine too.
Sure. Sorry, Miss Lee. What is his name again?
James Chan.
So, Pop Idols by James Chan.
Okay, what's next?
The next section is special reports. I've got one report for the new issue. And it was written by, let me see. It was written by Mary Lee, and it is called Comic Book Heroes. Oh, yesterday, the principal asked me to add one more report by Nancy Kwan to this section.
No problem. What is the title of her report?
It's called Teen Dating.
So, Teen Dating by Nancy Kwan. Right. Now, how many interviews will there be in the new issue?
There will be 2 interviews. One is an interview with the chairperson of the PTA.
That's right.
And the other one is an interview with a pop singer in Hong Kong.
Who's the pop singer?
Kelly Wong. She is very popular in Hong Kong.
How did you get the interview?
One of our writers is Kelly Wong's cousin. So, he approached Kelly and she agreed to give us an interview.
Good job. Students should be interested in the article. Make sure you put that down in the contents.
Shall I write Interview with pop singer Kelly Wong in the table of contents?
Yes, interview with pop singer Kelly Wong. Now, section 5, letters and advice column. What will we put in this section?
2 things. We'll put letters to the editor and an advice column in this section.
Good. So, we have finally sorted out the table of contents. Ricky, I want you to say something about the new school magazine in the morning assembly next week. Could you draft a speech for that?
Sure. What would you like me to say to the students?
Well, first, tell students that the magazine will be published in late March.
Will be published in late March, OK.
And we need to tell them why we created this school magazine.
You mean the aims of the magazine?
Yes, the aims. The magazine aims to give students the latest news on lifestyle, music and pop culture. Could you please write that down, Ricky?
Yes. To give students the latest news on lifestyle, music and pop culture.
Another aim of the magazine is to provide students with an opportunity to publish their work and to exchange viewpoints. I'll send you some guidelines tonight. I think you should say something about the grant too. Tell them that although we have received a grant from the principal, the amount is not enough to cover the printing costs. And we need an extra $10,000.
And how are we going to get this extra $10,000?
We are going to raise the money through a charity sale, which will be held on the 20th of January.
So, a charity sale on the 20th of January. Oh, it's almost 2 o'clock. I'd better get going.
I'll send you some guidelines tonight.
All right, Miss Lee. Thanks.
That is the end of the listening component of this test. You will have 1 hour and 15 minutes to complete the written tasks in either Part B1 or Part B2. An announcement will be made when time is up.